time to catch up with Rose Smith, our resident psychic from Absolute Soul Secrets. And happy loving, Rose Smith. Are you feeling in the love mood today? Because Valentine's is tomorrow.
Yes, it's coming up. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Yes, we can never get enough love, can we?
No, absolutely. Is it better for one sign than another tomorrow?
Well, Valentine's Day, the idea of it really appeals to Librans. I'm a Libra, and we're in love with the idea of love. We love to talk about it. We love to think about it. And there's a sort of like idealism about it, but you know, in practical life, it doesn't always work out like that.
Do you and your husband still celebrate? Do you go and acknowledge the day at all?
No, we don't. We've never been, he's a really practical person, so it's never been a thing for him. He did in the early days buy me flowers and things like that. But he does things from time to time. Like, he does all the cooking, for example.
Yeah,
and I know when he's cooking me a special meal, like he made me the other day a seafood pizza, and he hates seafood pizza. He thinks it's like pineapple on pizza. It's unacceptable. But he made it just for me because he wouldn't eat it, you know.
And he loves you. He does things
like that. He does.
And you know what people need to do, and I keep saying this, they need to turn Friday into a weekend, and the fact the full moon is out, this is the perfect time. And I did this last month. I missed you last month because I was away on holidays, but I spent time when the full moon, it rose over the beach and I saw that light play out over the water. It felt like you'd walk across the water to that big disc. And I'm thinking, if you want to do something romantic, forget the Lego flowers or the real flowers, take your lover out for a picnic in the moonlight. I think that'd be lovely.
Oh, yeah, just beautiful. And you can feel the vibe of the moon, you know, like when you just let it come into your soul, and it's sort of enlivening or invigorating in a way.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's sort of, yeah, it's like a new beginning, even though it's nighttime, isn't it? It's a bit.
Well,
yeah.
Is this full moon full of different energy because it's near Valentine's? Is it sort of sending out other vibes, or is that just us injecting that, the human energy injecting that?
Yeah, so astrologically, no, they're completely not related astrologically. But on a practical level, because we're humans, then there's a psychological energy. And if we're all thinking about Valentine's Day, it creates an energy. You know, so you get a blending of the actual energy of the Leo moon and the fact that Valentine's Day is the next day, or the same day technically, actually, because it happens early.
Well, it's
very
full,
early in the morning.
Is the full moon today or tomorrow, the actual full moon itself?
Today's the 13th, so it's today, and I think it was early this morning, but it's so much rain here, I can't tell what's going on.
Yeah, I saw a disc when I was at going to the toilet first thing this morning. It was like this bright spotlight. I said, what's the neighbour doing? And I realised it's the moon. It was lovely. Amazing.
Rose, have you got any feelings about the world at the moment? You got any predictions or any feelings about the vibe of the world in general?
Yeah, I've had some bad flashes.
Oh, Rose.
Yeah, I was dreaming, not even dreaming, it was, you know, when you're falling asleep and everything was flooded. But that might also be to do with here on the Gold Coast. It keeps raining nearly every day. It's pouring rain at the moment. So that might be something to do with the flooding that I'm seeing.
Do you think you'd also be getting some vibes from North Queensland? It's had a phenomenal amount of rain. Are you getting some energy from that part of our state as well?
Oh, quite possibly. Yeah, I was in this house and the floodwaters were coming in and I looked out the window and everything was flooded like that. But it was like the whole world was flooded, not just parts of Queensland. It was like it was flooded the whole world, and it reminded me of Noah's Ark. Mm. And then I realised that it's a good strategy to, you know, when you feel overwhelmed by everything that's happening in the world, a good strategy to make an ark for yourself where you can make your own sanctuary and go in there and be quiet and just think about positive things, because it gets too much when you really go into everything and find out just how bad it is.
What do you mean by ark? Are you saying an ark of just emotions, people to back you up, or a physical ark of, you know, having some sort of structure at your place?
Oh, well, you could make a structure. You could build like a little pyramid or teepee if you wanted to.
I've had friends of mine actually do that. They sit under a pyramid and they reckon there's such a thing as pyramid energy. Does that work?
I've never found that. When that was a trend like 3 decades ago, I did try something like that, but I couldn't feel anything. So I don't know about that. But I was talking more about a symbolic idea of, you know, maybe have a space in your house which is where you might sit and meditate. If you've got a cat, bring the cat in or the dog in with you. And it's just a space of peace where you can be calm, put some flowers there, make a little altar if you like. And when I say altar, A-L-T-E-R, because you're going to alter your reality.
I like the way you say that, alter. Just got a couple of listener questions that have been posed to us before you go, Rose. This is from a Sagittarian called Izzy. She goes, look, the job I'm doing is not what I've been qualified for in my degree. I've been doing it for 18 months. I'm feeling frustrated. Do I see out the contractor? Do I need to extricate myself immediately?
She's limited. I'm seeing like a ceiling. And it's not a glass ceiling, it's a solid ceiling like of wood or something like that.
Right.
So she can only go so far in that job. So I don't know that it has to be immediate, but she does need to extricate herself. The issue is this year there's so much volatility around that I would be very careful about making important decisions such as leaving a job, because to try and find something better, that might be difficult.
All right, that's for Izzy. One from Cancerian Ken. He goes, look, I've been a cat man all my life, but I'm looking to change up to having a dog in my life. Do you think I could cope, and would it be a way to go forward? Because apparently he's finding cats very hard to deal with these days. It's a funny question.
Oh, well, I'm a great cat lover.
Oh, we know. Prince Harry.
Yeah, Prince Harry, my Bengal. But he's the most demanding cat I've ever had. It depends on the dog and it depends on the cat. If you get, my experience has been, even though I've had breeds like Harry the Bengal, I would say get a cat from the cat refuge, because they're forever grateful the whole of their life. They know what you did for them. So get a cat from the cat refuge. Dogs, I've got two large dogs, Great Dane Cross Poodle, standard poodle, and they work in, cats and dogs work in together, you know, like I must say that Harry rules the dogs.
Yeah. But I've seen cats swipe at dogs, so I mean, as long as the cat gets the upper hand, they probably feel they're working together.
Yeah, yeah, the cats usually do get the upper hand, I find in my experience, but you can have cats and dogs together, there's no problem. I've had that for decades.
So, yeah, just got to get the right cat and the right dog, Rose.
Well, work on that, Ken. I don't know if you can change from being a cat man to a dog man, but appreciate that advice. Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. And remember, if people want to connect, they can do so through the Absolute Soul Secrets website. Have a great lover's weekend, Rose.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody.